Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you want to follow me, if you want to see this show live, go over to How to Build a Tent on the social media sites. You can also email me, matthowtobuildatent.com, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, input, anything like that about your business, about the show, about your career. I'd love to hear from you. And in fact, I do hear from a lot of you, and it's just so great. It's one of the best things about this podcast. It's definitely not listening to yourself recorded. I'm telling you, it's like the hardest thing to do to re-listen to yourself. Oh man, it's terrible. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. I love that expression, here nor there. What does that even mean? Who knows? We are part of the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. Go over to crosspolitic.com, soon to be flfnetwork.com, and become a member. You get one of these great mugs. I just had a sip of my green tea that's piping hot. Keep my voice fresh. You get one of those if you go and subscribe, become a member, and in the memo field, put HDBT. You get a ton of benefits from the Fight Laugh Feast Network, and in addition, you get this mug. And in addition to that, even, is you are coming alongside of us as we are trying to proclaim the gospel in every area of life and pushing back against the secular culture in our country and trying to get people to repent and come to Jesus. And even in business, in our work, in our culture, we need to be doing that. We need to be living lives that exemplify Christ and that merit respect and for people to listen to us because of how we interact with them, how we love them, how we are experts in our fields, how we master our craft. And that is one of the reasons I love this show so much. It's not just for business sake, but it's gospel-centered, kingdom-focused. Today we are going to talk about, are you prepared for the next recession? You're like, oh my gosh, that topic is as fun as talking about life insurance. Well, it may be so, but it's just as important as life insurance because it is for sure going to happen that you are going to die, and it's for sure that there's going to be a recession. And in fact, recessions typically happen every 6 years or so, and we haven't had one in a long time. Granted, because the Obama presidency kind of screwed things up, kept things really bad for a while. The Federal Reserve did terrible things and just threw our economy out of whack. It's been a really weird ride so far. And the truth is, we don't really know when the recession is going to happen. So we need to be wise, we need to prepare, and we need to plan ahead. We need to create an action plan of what we are going to do when the next recession happens. It's going to happen. And it's not necessarily a good thing, but good can come from it, and there are advantages to a recession happening, restructuring, resetting, becoming more efficient. We'll get into that in a second. And when you are prepared for them, you can take advantage of them, and you can come out the other side and be more wealthy than you did going into a recession. I want to read some facts that really spurred me on to do this subject. 58% of Americans have less than $1,000 in savings. 58%. 25% have between $1,000 and $10,000 in savings. And 21% have $10,000 or more. So those are the people that are probably more prepared depending on their lifestyle and how big their family is. You want to have 3 months worth of savings for all of your expenses. And this is a crazy statistic. 80% of families live paycheck to paycheck. No doubt those are the people with less savings. When you're living paycheck to paycheck, you are the most exposed to recession. And if you have been a longtime listener of the show, because this is what, like over 100th episode, you know I've been driving home, not just because of recessions, but because of automation and because of technology, that we need to be saving up and being prepared and having action plans for those times where we're gonna lose our job. Because some of us are gonna lose our job. Some of us are gonna get laid off. And if you're living paycheck to paycheck, that is going to hurt you a lot more than if you have runway, if you have a savings to dip into that'll allow you and give you time to go find that other job. And just as a side note, If you have a savings and you're looking for a job and you're not desperate, you're going to get a better job. You're going to have more leverage to negotiate your salary. You're going to be more comfortable in interviews. You're going to come off more professional. And you're going to have more success than somebody who's desperate, who has in the back of their mind that they have to eat tomorrow, than somebody who has, hey, I have some time, I've been wise, I've saved up. You're just going to be mentally prepared for that next job compared to somebody who's living paycheck to paycheck. And if this statistic is true, 80% of you are living paycheck to paycheck. You need to start saving. You need to start cutting back on those expenses and putting some money away. So are you prepared for the next recession? Interest rates are going to go up. They're slowly starting to go up. Now, it depends. Who knows what the Fed's going to do? They said they were going to go up 3 times this year, and then they changed their mind. They kind of backtracked, and now they have soft language. But as interest rates are going to start to go up, so are those interest rates. They are going to go up too. And that's going to trigger some credit card interest rates to go up. So if you are living off credit cards, if you have a substantial credit card debt, you need to pay those off. You need to get those taken care of, wiped away, because that is one of the things that is going to be eating away at your wealth. When you have a 20% interest rate and you're carrying that over month, that is one of the best returns you'll ever get, is paying those credit cards off, because that's a guaranteed 20% of return that you are saving instead of giving to a credit card company. And then something else to think about is that the recession typically will trigger a 6 to 10% unemployment. So 6 to 10% unemployment, I think we're around 3 or 4% right now. So just imagine that going up to 10%, 3 times as much. And Americans in today have a record amount of debt. So those are some facts: that interest rates are going up, that the recession was going to bring in unemployment, and that Americans have record level debts, makes me tell you that make sure you are not one of those people that don't have a plan, that aren't unprepared, and that has large credit card debt, living paycheck to paycheck. You need to start cutting back. You need to be prepared. And so I want to talk about 10 tips. I don't want to just scare you. I don't want to just get you all fearful and then leave you and peace out for the weekend. But I'm going to give you 10 tips on things that you can do to be prepared for a recession. And I was going through and doing research, and I was encouraged because a lot of these things we've been talking about on this show. And hopefully you haven't just been a hearer, but you've been a doer as well. And you have been doing these things and you have been being prepared. So as I am saying these things, let this be a warning to you that if you're not doing these things, that you need to really consider doing them. You don't want to be living paycheck to paycheck with high credit card balances and then lose your job. You want to have no debt. You want to have a savings. So if you do lose a job, that you're not going to be in trouble, that you are going to have time. You're going to be able to weather that recession. So here are 10 tips on how to survive a recession. And the first one is to understand what a recession is. It's 2 consecutive quarters of negative economic growth in the GDP. And that is why the GDP is one of the things that people love to watch. It can tell us if we're in an expansion or a contraction, if we're at a peak and in a trough. And that's just basically, if you look at a hilly bar graph, if the hill's going up, it's an expansion. If it's rounding up the top, it's a peak. And if it's going down, it's a contraction, which is the recession. And then the trough is the bottom part where it levels out. And the economy basically is resetting, realigning, reallocating resources in the most efficient way it can. And then it goes back up. And that's the cycle. And it's a healthy cycle that we have. No pain, no gain. It's true in weightlifting. It's true in economics. So typically, these last 6 to 18 months. So take a look at your financial situation today. Could you survive 6 to 18 months with a layoff? With a reduction in pay? Sometimes companies do that. Instead of laying you off, they'll reduce your pay. Do you have a way to survive with half your salary? Maybe you have to find a part-time job to get by. Maybe you're doing 2 part-time jobs. You lose benefits. You have to start paying for health insurance. These are the things you need to be thinking through as a wise person, as a good steward of what God's given you. Because, yeah, it's painful. Yeah, it's no fun to think about. But the foolish people only think about the fun things. The wise people think about life, prepare for what is ahead. Also, what is characteristic of a recession is companies don't have enough assets. They don't have enough money to borrow to create more wealth. And so what happens is they start cutting back. They start selling off assets. They start selling off divisions. And that's where the layoffs come into play. And they are trying to become more efficient with the assets they have because they've kind of extended their reach. They've gotten as much out of their assets as they possibly can. They've gotten as much debt as they possibly can. There's a weighted average cost of capital. If they would borrow any more money, they would start being inefficient and there's a point of diminishing returns. So they can't borrow money. They've got the most out of their assets. So what do they need to do? They need to start cutting back. And that's where that happens on an economic scale, the recession really comes into play. And that part of that is reducing the workforce. And I'm gonna throw up this graph right here, and we were just talking about how recessions typically mean 6 to 10% unemployment, and you can see it. Here is the line of unemployment, civilian unemployment, and the gray bars, typically, and what is true here, is referring to a recession. And as you can see, obviously, it kind of makes logical sense, right? The lowest point of unemployment and then a recession hits. And look how fast unemployment skyrockets. It's not gradual. It doesn't slowly start at 3 and then go to 3.5, 3.7, 3.75, and then 4. But it goes right up to its most unemployment. It hits like that. You have to be prepared for the hurricane. It's a quick, instant thing that happens relative to the time of the economy. And then it slowly, gradually comes back down. I mean, it's not terribly fast, but I mean, terribly long. It does happen in, again, 6 to 18 months. So you need to be able to be prepared to ride these waves of unemployment. And if you have a business, that sales are going to drop because people don't have as much money. You need to be prepared for that as a business as well. As a small business, you're not going to have as much money to carry over as the big businesses do. So you need to be prepared as well for unemployment to hit the economy as a whole and how that's going to impact your sales. And you need to be thinking as a small business is how can I survive with half the amount of sales I have month over month for 6 to 18 months? And can I have a viable business? Can I and reallocate my cost and my assets to be able to survive a 50% cut in sales. And if you can do that, you're probably in a good spot. All right, so the second tip is reduce your debt, and we were talking about that. Now you could see here, I just want to throw this trend up of interest rates and how it relates to the commercial credit card rates. The commercial credit card rates are the dots, and the federal interest rate is the line. And you can see that's trending up. It's going up. So you need to make sure that you are paying off those credit cards. I don't want you to be squandering your income, your hard labor that you are working for, to just give it away to credit card companies. You don't need to be doing that. Pay that off. Skip some meals. Do some fasting. Do some praying. Whatever it takes to get that money paid off, you do it. I know it's hard. I made a stupid decision when I was a kid. I spent a lot of money on a guitar. It was worth more than my car at the time. And it took me a long time to pay it off, but it felt so good once I did. And I was able to save more money, create more wealth, and then start investing in things that were gonna grow my wealth, like my own business. So I've been there, I understand, but that means I also know what it means to get out of that debt. So pay off that credit card debt. That should be your number one priority. Number three, a second priority that's pretty close to building up or paying off those credit cards is building up an emergency fund. Again, 3 months of living expenses. How do you figure that out? It's very simple. Add up all of your bills for the month, your food, your debt payments, that means house, car, medical, credit cards, phone, gas, all of those things, add it up and multiply it by 3. And if you have that much in savings, you're in pretty good shape and you can start paying off some of those other debts and then go into investments and then you will be cooking. And a lot of families don't have this. And so really don't feel guilty, don't feel bad, but just make the effort. It's gonna pay off, it's gonna be hard. Just like most good things in this world, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of pain and discipline to get into a good place. But once you do, you're never going to regret it. I've never regretted working out, But I've hated it. I've pushed up against it. I've told myself, I've delayed it, I've procrastinated, and I've done all that, but I've never regretted it once I've done that. And so too with this. When you put your family in a good financial position, you'll never regret it. There is such peace of mind of not having a noose of debt around your neck or the threat of paycheck to paycheck. And if you lose that paycheck, you probably just heard a C-17 just fly over. I apologize for that. It's one of the downsides of living in Hawaii. You got military planes flying over all the time. All right, number four, cut costs. And I love this because I was just reading, again, my wife and I are going through the Bible. I've probably mentioned this before, and we're going through chronological order. So we were in Genesis a little while ago. We're in Exodus now. We actually got out of Egypt. But before, the Israelites were the Israelites, and Joseph got sold into slavery, and then he went and worked his way up to became second in command of Pharaoh because he interpreted a dream. And what did he do? He said that there's going to be 7 years of good times followed by 7 years of bad times, of a devastating drought where there was going to be no food. Just kind of like an economic cycle, right? Every 6 years they say there's a recession, just like that. And what did he do? He cut back and saved from what the production was for the first 7 years of plenty and was able to save up for the next 7 years where there was the drought. So too with you. While we're in good times, and we're in good times right now, be cutting back and don't be wasting all of your money, don't be wasting all of your grain, quote unquote, today, so that when the recession comes, you'll be able to have that money when the drought comes, or when the recession comes in this case. Number five, monitor your portfolio. Understand if you have a portfolio, an investment portfolio, what your portfolio is going to do, how it's going to react to a recession, and are you diversified enough? Do you have enough hedges against a recession to not be a devastating loss? If you do have a devastating loss and you act too late, don't panic. Get some investment advice and see what to do. One of the worst things to do is sell low. And that is the easiest thing to do emotionally, right? You're like, you're stressed out. You get that gut. If you were investing in 2008, man, some of us had a gut check of 30, 40% cuts in our portfolios or 401ks. And it was hard. You just wanted to sell. You didn't know if you're going to lose it all. But the people that stayed in, or even better, had money in reserve and bought in there, are looking pretty good right now. So be monitoring your portfolio. Get financial advice, like I always say. Number six, do more work at your work. Become more valuable. Provide more value for the cost that your company is giving you. Make it so they can't lay you off because of how much you do. They would rather lay off three other people than you. Be volunteering for more work. Be volunteering to take on more responsibility. And hey, you might just get a promotion out of it as well. Because the companies are not just laying people off just because they're laying people off. They're thinking through, they're talking with management and deciding who they can afford to get rid of. Don't be someone they can afford to get rid of. And maybe you'll keep your job through the whole thing and not be part of that 6 to 10% unemployment. Number seven, diversify your income. We talk about that a lot with side hustles. I'm trying to push that, not just because of a recession, but again, automation. That's going to leave a lot of us out of a job. Number eight, have a plan to react to different scenarios in your investment plan. And again, we've talked about that, but be thinking through what you're going to do. Do you have money to put in when a recession comes? Do you want to start putting more into precious metals, not the scams on TV, but like actual gold, or some other kinds of instruments that do better in a recession? Be looking at those, be thinking about those, and thinking about just the different scenarios that can happen. Kind of like what companies do when they have disaster planning, like if a tornado takes out a whole branch, how are they going to keep business going? How are they going to get their employees back to work? And those kinds of things. Think about that from an individual's perspective as well. Number nine, networking. Networking is important no matter what time, if it's good times or bad times, but the tighter the labor market becomes, the less jobs there are, the more important networking comes and who you know. It is so important to build great relationships and don't build bridges, so be networking. And then 10, this is kind of an optional one, but look for recession-proof industry in your career. Maybe you are in a career that will get hit really hard, retail, the service industry, but look for jobs in the government, obviously. I mean, there's no safer job than the government, let's be honest. Healthcare, some tech industry, some tech areas, some tech businesses are resistant to recessions. So that could be another option to you if you're looking to make a pivot. Consider that as one of the pros of going into some of these industries like healthcare or the government, is that you're going to be protected pretty well from recessions. All right, so those are the 10 tips to prepare you for a recession. If you have any questions about that, please reach out to me, How to Build a Tent. Email me at matthowtobuildatent.com, and we'll talk to you next time. God bless.